Hello, this is Chuck Blandington. As you can see, I sound more like a human being today. That's because I've anamorphed into a human being and slaughtered the live cast. Now prepare for 14 hours of robot propaganda on the Chuck Blandington Robot Cast.
Oh, fools! We're just kidding. That's just thinking there in the studio. Welcome to the live cast.
Noah, you look so great today.
April Fool!
Noah has a 50s style haircut with bangs, and you look very stylish today.
Thank you. It's because I've been hanging out with bangs at the movie theater.
Darren, you look super Jewish today.
Do I?
April Fool!
Shut up!
Right. My headphones are already way too loud, and then you guys are screaming into it.
Too loud. I thought they were too low.
No.
Welcome to the.
It should be okay now.
Welcome to the early cast. We're a little early because it's WrestleMania weekend.
It's going
to
be Rob laughing maniacally into the phone for 4 hours today.
I'm going to quit the show tonight. April Fool!
Well,
my goal is to come up with the most annoying laughter that I can find.
Like a hyena.
Who invited the 1999 version of Rob here?
Wait a minute. How am I talking and laughing at the same time? This doesn't make sense.
Anyway.
We have a cool show because Sid isn't here.
What?
Sean isn't here, but that's like the norm. Sean is like our special guest star. He's like Heather Locklear on Melrose Place. Who gets that reference?
April Fool.
Can that be a drop?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it'll be a drop, but I'll never, ever play it, ever.
You're not really going to do that the entire show, are you?
No. April Fool!
I can't.
Mute him, please.
I did.
But I'll still hear him in the room, though.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
My laugh will still come over your microphones because I'm so loud.
Hey, look at this. Capsburger says it's a drop they can use at Gitmo.
No,
not cruel enough.
Kosher Pizza Destroyer says, Rob is a good Sirius XM DJ, and then follows it up with an April Fool.
April Fool.
Suddenly his maniacal laughter
is a maniacal cry. We have a phone number here at the live cast, 646-929-1357. We have two people off mic.
Hello.
Who refuse to introduce themselves.
Yeah, go ahead. You're the host.
No, I want them to introduce themselves. That's how we do it here. You roll your own.
Hi, everybody.
That's Nick.
That was Nick.
Nick here.
Who's the lovely lady accompanying Nick?
Hey, guys. I'm Soren.
Hi there.
Another lady on the show.
Besides Rob.
So
yeah, that's right, because you're not a lady.
How do you all know each other?
We went to school together.
Okay.
Heavy metal school.
Now, I'm not up on Nick's personal life. Is this like an item? Are you two together or what?
They're sharing a microphone.
Oh, okay.
Am I right, guys?
I
am right. There's only one microphone between the two of you. Nick, so what did you go to school for? You have a very metal profession now, right? Have you talked about this on the show before?
Yeah, whatever. No one cares. I build guitars for a living.
Ooh, you've talked about this on the show before?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
Oh, was this the week I wasn't here?
No, I think you were here.
I was here?
Yeah,
was this
you
the week
were.
That I was stoned out of my mind?
Every week?
Yeah.
By the way, Rob's not smoking weed today, though.
You're right.
Hey, Rob!
That was away from the soundboard, so I got another ridiculous laugh in.
See, I have a few jokes like that I want to make, but then you're going to chime in with that.
Okay, I'll stop. I'll do a more tame
April
version.
Fool.
See, it's picking up. All week long, everyone will be. See, that's my more subdued maniacal laugh.
Oh, jeez. It's only slightly less annoying.
Oh, Rob is in shape, April Fools. Not funny.
How's your diet coming along? Are you still doing it?
Me? No, I'm not doing it, but I'm maintaining my weight, which is exciting. I'm like half doing it, I don't want to say. What's so funny, Nick? I'm not gaining back the 30 pounds that I lost.
It's like,
Rob
yeah,
used to
I haven't quit
doing
drinking.
A lot of
I've just maintained.
No. I was on a diet for a while, and I lost 30 pounds.
No,
you might have not noticed because you haven't seen me during my fat years.
No.
I'm still pretty fat, but less fat, less so.
I don't think you're fat.
You're just as God made you.
I think if you were to get any skinnier than what you are today, you would look very strange.
What? I don't think so.
I can't envision Rob as like a skinny like spaghetti.
I don't
want to
be skinny. No.
What about?
I still have a gut.
What about like his high school appearance though?
No, I look too doofy in high school. I don't even like my appearance in high school.
Yeah, but that was also before puberty.
What?
Elaborate on that.
Before puberty, yet I was a million feet tall.
I know, but that's like, you know, when guys are like going through their awkward stages.
No, I don't know, Noah. Please, go on. How? What was I like in high school?
I'm not bailing you out. Don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you. Rob was, you know, like his...
Say it.
Prepubescent,
yeah, like,
giant self.
Yeah,
how was
you were tall. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you kind of grew into your limbs after high school,
so
in college.
So you're saying I was...
it's kind of like when Bruno was a puppy, his ears were too big for his head, but then eventually as he grew up...
So my body was too big for my body? What are you saying?
Like you're, you know, like you had like these like long arms and everything, and you were flapping all over the place.
I'm flapping all over the place.
Rob was a pterodactyl in high school.
Like, what am I doing?
I don't mean that in a bad way. You just, you know, you just looked very young. Like a very, like, tall young boy. I don't know.
What, I mean, all right, let's say Rob gets to the same weight he was in high school, but it's now. You think he will look more manly?
Yes, I don't think you'll look the same way as you did in high school because you're older, mm-hmm. but...
You won't flap around anymore.
Yeah, like your arms are in proportion to the rest of you.
Except his penis. His penis will flap around.
So my arms were thinner, you're saying, in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the rest of you...
And they were also,
thinner,
like, I feel like they were kind of too long for your body, and then you got a little taller, and now everything's in proportion.
Let's, I got a little.
Now let's discuss what was wrong with Noah in high school.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't know. I didn't know you, really.
I don't have anything negative to say about Noah.
That's true. He's a good friend.
I had braces.
Except that she wouldn't make out with me. That was.
Do you have any pictures
negative.
From the braces era?
No.
I never saw you in braces. When did you get those off?
I got my braces off, I think, when I was 15 or 16, junior high school.
Do you still have those videos we did in our TV production class of you running around the school while Sublime is playing in the background? While Wrong Way is playing?
Let's
and
reenact
Noah,
that now.
Noah's like late for class, and she's just running through the hallways of our old high school, Edward R. Murrow High School.
Yeah, we were in the TV production class, and... the teacher loved that video. She was like raving about it.
No, get up and get naked and run around.
No, I wasn't naked.
What? What kind of video was that, Rob? You're a terrible director. Oh, Noah, sit down. Come on, we're doing a show.
Running.
I was just kidding. Metal Injection Radio.
I can't believe you're able to cue that up so fast.
I'm a genius.
Darren is quick with his fingers.
Trigger finger.
The only thing I have in my iTunes is Sublime. That's the thing. It's just all Sublime.
And Rob. Rob drops.
No, I had to delete some of those because of Sublime. I got some more Sublime, so I had to delete the Rob drops.
The Rob drops are taking too much hard drive space, getting in the way of your Sublime collection.
I found some rare demos that I had. I had a finite amount of space on my hard drive. I had 650 gigs of memory, and I had 649 gigs of Sublime, and 1 gig of Rob drops.
Is there even that much Sublime music out there?
Well, I have a lot of the same songs over and over.
Oh, interesting.
There's like live versions, versions.
Oh.
You know.
Sid just texted me saying he just tuned in. Uh-huh. What did he miss in the first 15 minutes?
Rob's making loud, annoying noises.
I was saying a lot of bad April Fool's jokes.
And
that was my text.
7 minutes of silence since we were late.
By the way, Sid is in Texas, correct?
I believe so.
The great state of Texas.
Yeah.
He should call in.
That's what I'm saying.
To him in the text? Or
yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you asking him to call in so he can give you a barbecue report?
Yes.
since that's all you do in Texas?
I want to vicariously have barbecue sauce on my face through Sid.
You were just in Texas.
I was just in Texas.
So
eating barbecue.
You didn't get enough?
No, I did. Honestly, Texas kind of ruined me, like to red meat. I've kind of been like a little averse to it lately.
I thought I really overdid it.
Yeah. I don't think I overdid it, but it was just too much.
I thought you were being an elitist. Like New York steak is not good enough.
Oh no, not at all. It's just like I kind of feel like I'm eating too much red meat. Like I should maybe have some fish.
Sure.
Have a little chicken,
a little tuna,
a little salmon. I like a nice salmon fillet.
Did you feel that way after the High Times Cup about weed?
Oh, no. But the truth is, I've definitely cut down significantly on the amount of weed I smoke. So I'm fine with it. At the High Times thing, I left early. And I could have stayed and smoked more weed, but I was like, this is as high as I'm getting. There are a lot of weird people here. I don't know anybody here. What is the point of being high in an environment where you're just like kind of weirded out? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm really interested in the process because it's illegal. So how do they get and screen people?
I think it's really cool in Austin. It seemed like nobody really cared. And it was really at just somebody's apartment this year. Last year it was really cool. It was at like a recording studio, and it had a huge terrace, the recording studio. Everyone just smoked on the terrace. This year was just in someone's apartment, but it was a duplex.
How many have you been to?
Two, just the two that I've been in the last 2 years.
All right.
It's been exciting. It's been the highlight of my South by Southwest.
There's security at them, right?
Not really. I mean, everyone's cool. Everyone's chill, man. Right. But there is a list. When we walked in, we just walked right in. But there was a list that later on they were like enforcing, like, who are you? No, sorry, you can't come in.
There is no guest list tonight.
I think we have Sid on the line, maybe.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay.
Sydney?
Sid?
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I was listening. Did you guys know that you could? There's a Ustream app and you could listen to the live cast on your phone?
No.
No.
Hmm. Yeah, I downloaded the Ustream app and I was listening, but then it crapped out for some reason, so I guess it's a piece of shit app. So I had to call just to hear the show. Hmm. Lame.
So where are you right now, Sydney?
I am in my mother-in-law's living room with a cat on my lap while everyone else is out doing stuff.
Aw.
I was like, no, I'll stay here and listen to the live cast.
Why didn't they bring you?
Yeah, they're not doing anything that I really wanted to participate in anyway.
Is it like a lynching? Because they're in Texas, you know.
It's possible. There's more Mexicans here, though, than black folks. So do Mexicans get lynched? I don't know what they do.
It's Texas. I'm sure there's something racist.
Just labor.
We just support them or throw them in a lake.
Yeah. Oh, the shame.
Yeah. It's fine.
Did your wife escape, though? I don't understand why she insists on going back there all the time.
Because of the food.
Oh, all right.
Have you had any barbecue?
We actually did for lunch today. It was quite good. We went to a place called Cooper's in some town that no one's ever heard of. But it was good, and there was brisket, and there was sausage, and there was pork, mm-hmm. and there was potato salad, and then I pooped. It was good.
Well, then you know it was good.
Did you poop in the restaurant?
No. I waited till we got back.
You didn't have a Ted Steak incident then.
Oh. No. Thank God.
He didn't shart.
I went to an Indian restaurant last week. That was phenomenal. Wow.
Where was it?
It was on, I don't know exactly. It's called The Taste of India, a Tad Touch of India.
Hmm.
And I think it's around 23rd Street in Manhattan.
Okay.
Like, oh, my God. It's like I just kept eating and eating and eating until my stomach was bursting, and I couldn't stop.
What did you have?
I had chicken tikka masala. I had some aloo chat. And I had some some kind of like creamy tomato soup with a curry in it and stuff. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Your bunghole must have been aching after that.
No, it's funny because it wasn't really particularly spicy, and I had a pretty regular poop after that. The next day.
Nice.
So that's good. Because I've been eating so good. You know, that was really basically healthy food. It wasn't like, you know, gross food. It was just a lot of food. All right, Sid.
Yeah, and you should tell the story that you...
Hello? What story?
Oh, no. We'll never know. April Fools.
No, he's still on. I don't remember telling Sid a story, but I have a terrible, terrible memory for that stuff. So if Sid reminds me, I'm sure I'll remember it.
Yeah.
Sydney?
Sid fell off the face of the
earth. No, he's gone.
Shankletown just said he...
Oh, sorry.
Turn what? Is he still on?
One.
No, he has to say it. All right, fuck it. All right, Nick, you got to leave now. Shankletown was annoyed with my Indian food discussion.
Oh, really? Let us continue speaking
I just had a cavil about what a great restaurant that was.
So, was it like a very authentic Indian place where you have to like sit on the floor or something?
What? They know that's Japanese.
Oh, I don't know. I get my cultures crossed.
No, it was just like a, you know, regular restaurant.
How come you were there?
My girlfriend's Indian.
Oh.
And she knows all the good
Indians. So she owned the place?
Yeah. There's like a network. They all, they all meet together.
Were there any monkeys in the Indian restaurant?
Did you get a discount?
No. Sadly.
Does she know some secret code? Like some Indian contra code?
No, but she does know what everything on the fucking menu is, which is good because it's all in a foreign language.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't have any English menu?
It depends which place you go to. Some of them, you know, translate it and say what's in each dish, but that one didn't.
Hmm.
So I was like, what's this?
Was Avidya working as a waiter?
There's like a billion Indian people in the world. And just one guy that calls our show is not going to be in every
restaurant. She's the only Indian no one knows.
Yeah.
She knows no other Indians.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the naan or get the fuck out. Well, it was great. It tasted like it had cheese inside.
I love cheese naan.
I love the naan with the onions and the spices.
Yeah.
Any naan is good naan.
Okay, well.
This is the naan cast.
Yeah, what's on the agenda today?
No, someone, Velociraptor says, I hate New Yorkers' attitude to the rest of the country. And I have to admit that as a New Yorker, I'm really spoiled. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, getting things on time. Guys, if you're going to talk, just say it on the air. It's cool. This is a live podcast. This is what we do. We talk.
I apologize. We're having a back conversation.
Be a part of the convo, you guys.
What was it about?
About my lack of having Indian food, never having had Indian food. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her how much of a square I am. I've never even been overseas. I've barely even been to many places out of New York. And so my cultural experiences are, yeah.
That's because you spent a lot of time just, like, reading up on things. And
smoking pot.
Yeah.
Or pot drinking.
And drinking.
Or doing angel dust.
No.
Never. Not one. Angel dust one, Indian food nothing. No, I don't think. Did you ever do angel dust?
I'm not saying that on the air. I'm not talking about that.
Nobody knows who you are. It's okay.
No to what?
No, he's not telling.
What about heroin?
I don't see. Wouldn't he be fucked up? Like, Nick's a pretty late.
If you do heroin once, it won't fuck you up.
I don't know.
Nick?
Nope.
Nick's regretting coming here right now.
Nope.
Oh, by the way, speaking of guests, in 3 weeks we're going to have a very special guest. Sean will be here.
I thought you going to say the guy from Cal Decapitation.
Is he?
He comes on the show once in a while.
He's called in once, yeah.
Once? Oh.
Yeah.
He was on our game show.
Ugh.
Right.
Way to go, Nick. That was the night you were on a heroin.
An angel dust.
They're going to be playing soon. I'm going to see them.
Yeah, with Origin they're playing, right?
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Cattle Decap is...
Decrepit Birth, right?
Oh, are they also on that?
There's like
Singer
five
Decrepit
bands.
Birth. Great guy.
It's going to be really...
Singer of Decrepit Birth, homeless by choice. He lives in the wood, in just the national parks in California.
He must smell so bad.
He looks it. He... replaced Frank from Suffocation on a couple of dates.
Frank couldn't go to Russia, so they sent the dude from Decrepit Birth to do vocals.
The last time I saw Decrepit Birth, they did a cover of Synthetically Revived.
Wow.
This is a really long time ago.
This is a really great time ago.
Yesterday I went to...
yeah, right.
Let's talk about feces then. Yeah. Wow.
No.
Let's do 1 week without feces. Let's try that. Let's try
I'm
it
trying.
Out.
Trying. Yesterday I went to Pagan Fest, which Metal Injection is sponsoring.
Oh, yeah.
So it's still gonna happen for like another month. So if, you know, you guys should go check it out. But anyway, I went to Pagan Fest with Frank, and I saw Ken Pierce. And then earlier today, Nick and I went to like a small guitar show here in Williamsburg, and I saw Ken Pierce. And like, I don't know, something is happening to his hair where it looks like a mushroom, and then there's a bald spot in the middle. Oh. And his hair looks like it's made out of wood.
Okay, you got a picture? Let's see this.
No, I don't take a picture. But both times he saw me, and like I made eye contact with him, but I didn't like say hello to him or anything. Mm-hmm. But every time I made eye contact with him, he did not say hello to me, which makes me believe that either he has listened to the live cast, or someone that he knows listened to the live cast and told him that we make fun of him.
Well, mission accomplished.
Mission, yeah. Thank you. I know this is wonderful. I don't have to fear for my neck anymore.
You're
at
welcome.
Metal shows.
What would he do to your neck?
He would be like too friendly with it. Like he would go up to girls and like kiss them hello, but because he's so short, you saw him. His mouth would reach our necks. So I've seen him accost Justina so bad.
What did she do? Because she looks like she'd have a much lower tolerance than you and, like, punch him.
She just has a very freaked out face. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what she – the last time I saw that happening was, like, 2 years ago. So I don't know what she does today.
I don't know if I ever told this on the air, but there's a guy that I play – well, he doesn't really come around anymore, but a guy I used to play poker with who was, like, this old, like, 70-year-old Sicilian dude. And also he had the Ken Pierce thing, but with men. Like he would,
what?
Yeah, check this out. So he would go up to, like, you know, he'd come up and say, he'd be like, "Hey, Darinsky, how are you?" And he would come over, "How are you? How you doing? You're looking good. Come here." And he'd give me the Sicilian kiss, and then, but like a kiss on the cheek, okay, right? And then
one for you, one for me.
And then I'd turn around, go do something else, and then I get a little kiss on the back of the neck.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, all right, maybe that's his thing. First of all, he's not Italian, by the way. He just has that. He's from Syria. I found that later. Always assumed he was Italian.
So he just tells people that he's Sicilian?
I don't think he told anyone. I think everyone just assumed it.
Just
and he just
Harry.
Talks like an old Brooklyn guy, but he's like some Syrian. Anyway, so I said, oh, maybe that's some Syrian thing. Anyway, the next time he does it, he does the same thing. Kiss, kiss, and then like really lingered there for like on the back of the neck for like,
like he
a good
pressed,
3 or 4 seconds,
he
I would say.
He pressed his lips on the back of your neck.
Yes.
And he held them there.
Well, it wasn't like he was making out, but it was just there too long. Mm. You know?
Was he drunk?
Maybe. Yes, completely. Like when he walked in the door, he was sloshed.
So maybe it was just he was regaining his balance from
maybe. I would have thought that.
Maybe the back of your neck tasted salty, and it was like a little snack for him.
Could be.
However, a shot. So he just decided to lick your neck.
There were several.
Yeah, he had tequila, and he needed to.
I was a chaser. Is that what you're saying?
your neck sweat? Was that? Oh yeah, there we go.
That's real. That you're real tasty, Devinsky. Come here. That neck sweat is salty. Like your neck.
He sounds like a more aggro Harvey Firestein.
A little, yeah.
You're like a human pretzel.
So, but then, see, all that stuff would have been plausible, except he said a lot more gay stuff, like during poker games that we had played. He would, we'd just be sitting there, he's toasted out of his mind, and, like, we'll be playing cards, and he goes, "Darinsky, you're a handsome man. Anyone ever tell you that? You're a handsome man."
Maybe he's just floored by your handsomeness. He's intimidated by it. Like, he's like, "I can't compete with this guy. He's going to get all the ladies, all the broads go to Darinsky."
I don't think that's what it is.
Darinsky. I don't. Can we just call you Darinsky for
Hey, Darinsky, how are you? Looking good there, Darinsky.
You're a good-looking dame.
You're a handsome man.
So that we remember the guy Brian and Jimmy that we had on the they were there. We had them on our show, like, years ago. And they were there one time, and I'm sitting at the table. Jimmy's sitting at the table. He goes,
Derensky, you're a handsome man, but Jimmy, you're a really handsome man. I don't know.
He just wanted you guys to like start like brawling, and
yeah.
then maybe your shirts would rip open.
Can you two kiss? Let me see some tongue.
Javinsky, how about you go in the bathroom and I give you a royal flush?
Let's make three of a kind tonight. Derensky.
So yeah, and then Jimmy told me later on that he did the neck lingering thing to him too.
Oh, were you a little bit jealous?
Yeah, I was floored. No, I was thankful that someone else was.
I mean, I gotta say though, Darren, Jaminski not as attractive as Derensky.
Oh,
so
I'm
something in his view is like a little off.
I think he was just drunk and had
it
beer
like
gone.
Yeah, it was after the three tequila shots he took off of Darren's neck.
Yeah, yeah, he said, "Fucking, my neck tastes like lemon now."
You got neck drunk, basically. Your neck was numb from all the...
my neck was stumbling all night.
How are you? Come here, let me say hello to you. Come here, kid.
Derensky, you're in or you out?
So my friends and I started like...
I'm all in.
My friends and I started like theorizing that like we don't think he's like actually gay, like sleeping with dudes, but like maybe he was gay, like had in the closet and never... been
he's
with
curious.
A dude because he's born in the fucking 20s or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old.
How
really.
Old is he?
I would guess he's like in his 70s.
Okay.
I just picked a number.
Just like an old Italian. Like,
he's an old guy. Yeah.
But how does he dress? How does he like? What's his? How does he put together?
Oh
is he
my god!
Schlubby,
well,
or
he's
is he
very
like...
schlubby. But one time he came. It was like the middle of August, and he came with like he had like a tank top on, whatever. But then he had like these fucking shorts that were barely covering his junk.
Oh, and he came in them?
And I didn't see this. My friend Brian told me that his one of his balls popped out.
Oh,
and
my
it was,
God.
Like, leaning against the table.
I got three chicks and one ball.
I call.
One time I was at my friend's house, and her grandfather was over, and he was wearing shorts, you know, like Russian short shorts and slippers, yeah. And I remember he was sitting on a couch, and I happened to glance over, and there was, like, this, like flesh with, like, veins and, like, just hanging out of his pants. I thought I lost that memory, but you just revived it.
Yes, I mean, living in Brighton Beach, going to the beach right now.
Oh, yeah.
Brighton
scary.
Beach is a predominantly Russian person-occupied area. And, like,
they don't know how to dress themselves.
They just show it Speedos. Okay. They're, like, overweight 80-year-old guys in Speedos.
You can't even see the Speedo.
Just talking to each other. Yeah, the gut totally covers the Speedo. And it's just, I don't know, I feel it's just, like,
just,
I'm almost numb to it.
Have you ever seen the seaweed scrub down?
You had one
yeah.
of those, didn't you?
No, I didn't
Rick?
Have one. A friend of mine had one. I didn't
What's
go for it.
Seaweed scrub down?
You just, in the bathhouses, you go and you lay down and they just beat you with seaweed.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I like
No. The Russian ladies, they bathe them.
Oh,
they
see,
go to
No. In this one, it was dudes doing it.
No, I've seen in Brighton Beach.
Oh,
old ladies, they take seaweed right from the shore and they scrub themselves from head to toe with it all over.
Oh, them. Really? Oh, no, yeah. I've never seen that.
Not really. Attractive.
Yeah, the old ladies too. Oh my god, the amount of saggy titties.
Yeah.
And they'll wear like really like
itty bitty. They don't care. They just don't care. Yeah. Like their life is over to them. So they.
So why got to inflict pain on all of us?
They
though?
Have given up on care. No, I.
Maybe they're just
not
hung up on the body like you Americans.
They've tried for 70 years. They're over it.
Yeah.
Over it. Over it.
That was good. That's a better drop than I had to delete that because it's Sublime.
Wait, is it in your recycling bin?
Over it.
Bin? There
what?
You go. Yeah. It's in your recycling bin.
Yes.
One time I was at Brighton Beach with my friend, Egg, and we were walking back towards the boardwalk, and we see this guy underneath just jerking off.
Yeah.
Like,
to you or he was already doing
just
it?
Just ferociously jerking off. I guess, I mean, he was looking directly at us.
But
I guess
he had already started
up.
When you walked by. But...
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a long walk from where we were sitting.
Okay.
But just standing underneath the boardwalk, just jerking off, and we saw him, we like just ran.
How old were you at that point?
Like 16.
You should have helped him.
I remember you telling, I think you told me a story about it. You saw, because we used to live in the same neighborhood. You said there was a guy on my block
that used to watch you go to work, or go to school, and jerk off in the car. Is that you?
Oh, no. There was a guy, whenever Egg and I would hang outside of her building, there was a guy in a white van who would come, like, every day at the same time when we would be out there and just stop in front of her apartment building and just jerk off.
How
and
do you,
then leave.
I mean, Shingletown says, sorry, no, I didn't realize anyone could see me.
Last week he was ironing across the building, and now he's jerking off.
He's all over the place.
Jeez. That must be frightening for a young girl to have to see that shit, though.
At first, I mean, thinking back now, it's like, holy shit, like, how am I not traumatized from that? But as it was happening, we were just kind of, like, laughing, and I think we...
Did you have a little dick?
I think we liked it, like, oh, look, this guy's going to jerk off. And just...
Really? Like, you felt attractive because he was whacking it to you?
I don't think we processed exactly what was going on.
You knew he was creepy, though.
As an adult, I realized
that. Oh, really? You didn't at the time? You didn't
no.
Wow. Because
it was a young guy. Like, it wasn't an old man or anything.
Like, how young? Older than you, though?
No, like, probably in his mid-20s.
That's fascinating to me that you didn't think this was weird at all.
Note to rapists, 15-year-old girls dig it.
We weren't even 15. We must have been, like,
13. Note to rapists, Nick. Note to self. Let's be honest.
Note to self. Find Noah's address.
No. It's too
note
late.
To
I'm
self.
I'm
get
old
time
now.
Machine.
No. Note to self. Get white van. Park in front of Madison.
Note to self. Build flux capacitor.
It wasn't a white van. It was like a white like SUV.
Did it say candy on the sign? Free candy?
No, but he did have a window.
I bet he did.
Where he would stick his dick out.
Oh really?
Just dangle lollipops off of
it. I thought you were being serious for a second.
No.
So that's how you got pregnant.
You were pregnant?
Yeah, but I had an abortion.
April Fool. Thank you, Rob, for toning it down. I appreciate that. Did someone just... Maybe I'm really behind the news or something. I don't know if someone said... that Jeff Hanneman was fired from Slayer and then said not April Fool.
No, untrue.
Okay.
Jeff Hanneman not fired.
Because he said not April Fool, I thought maybe that just happened
maybe
and I missed
April
it.
Fool.
Oh, you got me.
No, Jeff Hanneman, he just had that spider bite thing.
Right, that I know.
Yeah.
He has super strength now, right?
I got a spider bite. I can't be in Slayer anymore.
So he's fucking Slayer and he loses all
no,
the
he's
having
recovering
a spider
now.
Bite.
But now he's playing with the band.
A little tiny spider guy. Ooh.
He's still going to be in Slayer, but he's going to swing to the show on a web when he's going to fly in a red suit.
He shoots white stuff out of his palms.
Oh, his palms. All right. Yeah. You're going to say something else.
Well, I'm sure
he did that before he was bitten by a spider.
Yeah.
Out of his palms.
That's nothing new.
It actually wasn't even a spider. It was just Tom Mariah that bit him. Oh, okay. He's sorry about it, though. So it's okay. TomMariahScream.com, by the way, I checked over
how's
the week. 150,000 hits since launching.
You want to say just for anyone that didn't hear that episode what that is?
TomMariahScream.com is a website I made where you go, and there's a button, and when you click it, Tom Mariah screams.
And... Tom Mariah is one of Slayer's lawyers sued you for that.
No, they didn't.
Threatened to sue you.
Not even.
He did. He threatened to sue
you. This is what you hear when you press the button.
And there's pictures of Tom Mariah all over
and Slayer logos. No, it was just his representative emailed me before the break and then totally forgot about it, so I haven't changed it.
Can I just say that your Tom Mariah Scream website is way more advanced than Kenna Pierce's website?
Yes, it certainly is.
It is. It's you know, I'm really impressed. It has over 5,000 people tweeted about it, 25,000 likes on Facebook,
wow,
100 StumbleUpons, and... Wow, almost 500 Google Plus ones.
There's like a million losers out there.
What did you say, Rob?
Wait a minute.
No, wait, no.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, what were you saying there?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, sorry.
Now I want to ask you, is TomMariahScream.com higher in Alexa than Metal Injection yet?
Wow.
No, I don't think. It did make the first page of Tom Mariah.
Oh, yeah.
On Google searches.
Wow.
So, and I think that's because of the Google Plus don't want me. because that's really, I feel that's really all it's good for, because it doesn't even post to Google social network. But the more people that click it, the more of a better rank it gets in the search.
So do you, you haven't put any ads up there yet?
There is a Google ad on it.
Get some banners up there.
But there's a banner on it, but it really costs no money to host. So there's a link to Metal Injection.
No overhead.
No, I'm just happy on two folds. One, that people have actually used it. And then the second thing is
our two guests don't have headphones on. They don't know why we're laughing spontaneously. Cause they can't.
I hear it
that.
From your headphones. They're still really loud.
Okay.
The second thing, though, is that Tom Araya heard it himself, or so that lawyer guy claimed, and thought it was funny. So that's all. As long as Tom Araya heard it, my job here is done.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Whoa.
Oh, look. Demigod says headsealgoodbye.com. That should be the next project.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right. Why don't we do that?
And don't give him any credit.
You got to do some Mustaine thing.
Let's never talk about Dave Mustaine ever again.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's
what?
Just stop.
No,
this Rick Santorum and the birther stuff and everything.
Speaking
else.
Of Dave Mustaine.
But isn't Alex Jones a birther? You like him, don't you?
Yeah, I like some things about him, but most of the time he's a douchebag.
Sour on the Jones.
And you weren't here last week, and I said something that I sort of remember you saying, but I'd rather you clear it up if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you telling me that you thought Alex Jones was a plant for people to think that conspiracy theorists are all douchebags. When
that could very well be true.
Mm-hmm.
I can just see that an establishment who is shadowy would love someone like him to come off as a fucking nut.
Yeah.
But when he's actually giving but I don't know.
Calling double conspiracy. I like that.
But I don't know. For the most part, yeah, there is interesting things on his site and all, but he loses focus and loses track and gets sidetracked with all this the libertarian stuff. And you had mentioned Ron Paul before the last time I was on.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've kind of grown out of that and, some things about foreign policy, whatever. Yeah, this is a metal show, right?
Yeah, that's fine. We never talk about metal.
But as far as social and economic issues. Well, economic issues mostly, which is the most important. The libertarians are wrong. Alex Jones is wrong. Dave Mustaine is wrong. Rick Santorum is wrong.
I agree.
Can I tell you what's right?
Go ahead.
A New Deal style public works project.
It's
going to put together. It's going to put to work millions of people. That's all.
Shanglesound says Nick sounds like an NPR host.
Yeah, right.
Pretty accurate.
Well, that's why I listen to it work. So.
So I'm reading this Hall of Fame.
There's one thing I wanted to read here.
Okay.
That Shanglesound just said Dave Mustaine stopped looking like Christine Baranski this week. April Fool. I like that. Fuck you. I got to stick up for my boy Schenkel.
All right.
Even though I didn't like my Indian food story.
Schenkel and Durinsky sitting in a tree.
Shut the fuck up. You're a handsome man, Robinsky.
I was just going to start adding Inski to everybody's name.
Come here.
No Inski.
But mine has an in for real, though.
Karinsky. It's true.
Yo, listen.
Maybe people should call us and we'll just inskify their names.
Let me get that tongue there.
I'm reading the new Decibel, and it's really good. There's a Hall of Fame article, and they induct Rust in Peace into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
A worthy album. So basically the Hall of Fame article always interviews all the people that played on the article, on the record.
Yeah.
And so they have an original interview with Dave Mustaine. And really now, anytime I read a Dave Mustaine interview, I just think about your voice, your imitation of him. So as I was reading it, I made note of two little excerpts that I wanted you to just read as Dave Mustaine.
All right.
The first one was about Nick Menza, the drummer, his audition. And
whenever I hear Menza, I always think of Menzies, menstrual.
Dave Mustaine,
Where is it?
Here, do you see it?
I
made a little.
Oh, I see.
So Nick Menza shows up. He's got these glasses. They look like Ernie's glasses from My Three Sons.
Way to stay relevant.
Yeah,
there, thanks.
My Three
Sons. I was a little off...
Off-put?
I was a little off-put. I wasn't speaking English that day. Because...
Put off, right? I was put off.
I was off-put because of his glasses. They were like Coke bottles. I said to him, dude, you're about as goofy looking as Buddy Holly.
That's two things from the 60s and 50s.
You can't be in Megadeth. He took his glasses off and he looked great. Handsome guy.
What?
Come here, you're a handsome man.
No.
Then I started kissing him on the neck. Nikinsky, come here, how are you? Menzinski. He had a great physique. He'd go out there in his bike shorts, and girls would check him out. Because after he was done playing, he'd be almost erect. Girls would go nuts. He went from an uninspiring guy to this electric personality. I knew he was the right guy.
There you go. That was Dave Mustaine on Nick Menza's penis. What is wrong with him? Like, everything he says is a douche chill now. I'm trying to remember, like, back when I was a kid.
Nick Menza was erect. Dear Penthouse, I never thought this could happen to me. I walked into Nick's bedroom with just my silky Vic the Rattler bathrobe.
I don't know.
So do you think that when Dave Mustaine was trying out musicians for Megadeth, like, looking at their penis was a requirement?
Yeah.
During the audition?
Well, he was, like, really big. Then there was the thing about Marty Friedman's audition.
He was a Jew, so he had a small penis. No one liked him.
I didn't like his Jew fro.
Put a dildo in your jeans. It was no wonder why they all blow shofars. Penis envy.
Just read this part about Friedman.
Where is it?
Also, like, at the bottom right over here.
Oh, I see. So this is about Friedman.
This is the guy, but his name's Friedman. That ain't very metal. Can we get him to change his last name? A stage name. My manager said... Well, my manager talks like me, too. Well, he's already an established guitar player. Well, I went back in the room and told him he got the gig. But he had to get his hair fixed and get some new clothes.
Oh, my
God. So he didn't look like a bum. I won't have any bum lookers.
But if you're into freebasing cocaine, it's all good.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about how... Him and Ellison are fucked up.
I've got to read this gem here from the chat. Super Nintendo Chalmers.
I was busy staring at Nick Menza's dick, mouth salivating, but then I remembered Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, and did some heroin, and I felt all bitter again.
That's how I wrote Sweating Bullet.
I can't believe Marty Friedman turned out to be a Jew. I thought he was Irish. I guess I should have known from that fucking Hook Nose. I wrote that song Hook and Mouth about him, but it's what used to be called Hook and Nose.
What were you going to say next?
They made us change the title to be politically correct.
Oh, I just wanted to comment about the... you notice how former addicts, they always turn to God. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much what happened to
him. Well, they just become addicted to God. They need a new addiction.
Yeah. It's a new addiction, and it's just goes to show you how weak a person is, that they need to...
It also shows how much harder it is for an atheist to be a recovering alcoholic, because a 12-step program is 12 steps to find God, because you realize that God is the only thing preventing you from drinking again. Which is like,
I buy that.
What? Have you ever read the 12 Steps?
Nope.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, believe in higher power.
Luckily, I never had to. Never got that bad.
Your angel dust habit?
Well, I was always wondering. I looked it up once because I'm like, what is the 12-step program?
One of them is the George Costanza bit with the forgiveness and that guy.
Number one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, mm-hmm. that our lives had become unmanageable.
Anybody want a beer right now? I'm about to get up.
I would love a beer.
All right.
Number two, came to believe that a power, capital, greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity.
That's me!
Number three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him.
That's me!
Number four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves.
Not yet.
Rob's getting indigestion as he's reading this.
No, I was reading something about how on atheist forums about how a lot of atheists are pissed, but like they can't, you know, they don't support AA because of that.
Yeah, and admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong.
But didn't God make you an alcoholic in the fucking first place? Like you're going.
God gives you free will.
But all right,
you choose to be an alcoholic.
Isn't it a genetic thing?
Alcohol is a sin.
But it's genetic.
It all depends what you believe.
Alcohol is a sin.
No, it doesn't. It's like it doesn't depend what you believe. It's genetic.
But we're made in God's image, so if we have free will enough to get addicted to substance, then aren't we just in his image, and isn't he then just another degenerate asshole?
God also has an addictive personality.
God likes to party.
He's addicted to judging people. Like, why are you judging me, God? Let me be.
God's addicted to babies being born with cancer. You know, he needs to do that, too.
This has turned into Atheist Hour.
They just had a Reason march, a rally thing in
rally
D.C.
Rally for Reason?
Yeah. And so the lead singer from Bad Religion, Bill Maher, there's a whole bunch of people.
Bill Maher's
showed
the lead
up.
Singer of Bad Religion?
comma, Bill Maher.
I'm sorry. I had to throw that in.
I know.
Shankletown says, Nick is like the metal injection Debbie Downer.
That's fine.
All right, let's take a little music break.
All righty. What do we have on tap today?
Let's kick things off.
Perry Como.
With a little Sublime.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's kick it off with some Sublime on the metal injection. This goes out to Noah, the high school version of Noah. The one that I was attracted to.
Oh!
Hey, bravo!
Well, that's going to make things awkward in the break.
Jeez.
This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, you can't spell AIDS without SID, and if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net. Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. Thank you. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet, if it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. We'll be right back.
April Fools.
That was a blandless return.
Yeah, see, we got you.
In his human form, he left the cast and he's robbing banks now and burning
yeah.
down Radio Shacks and Apple,
right
Apple Store.
I'm right here, y'all.
What?
Rob is not in the bank. Rob is right here. Robin Banks.
Wow, what a bad, bad joke.
That's not even an April Fool. I'm the April Fool.
Jennifer went to a party with Robin Bird. That reminded me. You know Robin Bird?
No, I don't know what that is.
She was this broad that used to have a public access show in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And she just naked, like a naked show where like porn stars would come on and sit there. But she's hideous looking. Mm. She's like the worst. Go Google Robin Bird. You'll see.
How do you spell the name?
R-O-B-I-N-B-Y-R-D, I guess.
Did you ever see Spick in Spanish on BCAT?
No.
What?
Yeah, it was this guy.
Sketch show?
No, he would just go to like clubs and parties and like check out girls' asses and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and
I remember that.
He would go to the porn conventions and interview porn stars, too.
Wow, Robin Bird is not attractive.
No.
I'm just getting like robins, the actual bird.
She had maybe a safe search on then. She used to, it's B-Y-R-D.
Oh.
She used to have this show for like, I think she still has it, like 20 years.
Oh my
she's like
lord.
Neil Alpert's competition.
She looks like
basically.
Sebastian Bach.
But she's much like more fake Oof. Famous than Neil Alpert because she's on a Manhattan.
Yeah.
So plus she was on when there were only like three or four shows as opposed
to. I think Neil Alpert has a Manhattan syndication as well.
Does he?
It was really funny at this old design studio when I had a job that wasn't just Metal Injection.
Mm-hmm.
There were these photographs of like eccentric people on the wall. And I remember just being in a meeting one day and kind of zoning out of the meeting and not paying attention. And I was just like really looking at these photos. And one of them was Neil Alpert.
Why?
Who is that?
Neil Alpert has a show on local access television.
He used to come on after Metal Injection
now,
when we were on public
yes.
access.
And it's always on at 3 in the morning. And he, to describe him, would be like De Niro in Casino with like the jumpsuit, the sweatsuit on, and like the glasses. Like so
your Halloween outfit that year.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
I look at I say he's the guy who sang the Mr. Belvedere theme song crossed with Max Hardcore.
Wow.
So and yeah, and like the whole show is just him interviewing strippers and like fondling them.
Yeah.
While they're on his lap.
Intercut with like B-roll of the strippers,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the office.
And also but also them dancing, they
yeah.
do strip.
Yeah, and he puts like the two shots together in like a really cheap,
just really fancy effect.
Chiron yeah. effect.
The
thing is, he used to have like really questionable looking, like maybe sixes that was strippers that were like sixes out of ten, but still way too hot to be doing this show with him.
True.
Maybe he has money and he just hired them.
It was very creepy. Well, he's on BCAT though.
No, they think that he's on TV and you know like they'll get something out of it.
Hey, baby, Derinsky, come on my show.
I guess you can be that stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Neil Alpert.
Neil Alpert does not come up in Google search. It's very sad.
We used to, after the live cast was over, when we used to do it on Friday, we would watch Neil Alpert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it
was
long
so
time
exciting.
Ago.
And
yeah.
Concrete TV. Remember Concrete TV?
Yeah.
That was a great show.
There's a Neil Alpert. It's a different Neil Alpert. It's a 25-year-old musician living in Boston.
Oh, man. He should change his name.
Yeah, really.
I remember the name of the metal show that we all thought that we could do better than.
Yeah.
Everyone is always
Dark Side
trying
of the Pit.
Okay. I thought you guys didn't remember. Because you always seem to like be searching for it. Like, all right.
And they're potheads, too. I wouldn't think they knew it either.
How could I forget that fateful day in your basement, Nick, when Metal Injection was conceived?
Do you remember the first thing that we taped? We just put a camera on Nick's TV, and we were just like
you're
in
sitting
his,
on your bed in your basement.
Yeah,
in
and
your
then,
basement, and like Nick was on a chair with wheels, and he just rolled side to side. Like that would have been Metal Injection.
And then your neighbor
yeah.
walked in, and we were like, "Oh well, we can't do this in front of him. This is really
embarrassing." Yeah. you know, everywhere you got to start from somewhere, and you guys happen to start from that fucking basement.
Sid just said Dark Side of the Pit is Rob's nickname for his butthole.
Oh.
Nice. I like like it.
We should get you a patch that says that, and we'll sew it to your back pocket.
Neil Alpert has an official website, neilalpertvideo.faithback.com/html/the_show.html. and it airs in Staten Island, Channel 35, Wednesdays at 1.
What are you reading his whole
in Manhattan?
Is he paying for this? Fuck him.
Let's see. He has famous guests. David Soul, Linda Lovelace, the porn queen, Dee Dee Lind, Patty Reynolds, Playboy model, David Carradine, Ox Baker,
Robert Pasbani,
the Blue Meanie, and Jasmine St. Clair.
The Blue Meanie.
Did he make the
wow.
Blue Meanie sit on the floor?
Hey, so he's had a lot of people who are now dead on this show.
King Kong Bundy.
He's yeah, Jasmine St. Clair, doesn't she do like metal stuff?
Yeah.
Rob interviewed her.
Blue Meanie is listed twice on this.
She spoke to my mom.
Baker.
They're both fat.
Jasmine St. Clair spoke to my mom on the
yes,
phone.
Yes, yes. I think I might have told this story. I don't actually might not. Probably shouldn't tell the story.
No, do it.
She'll get back to her. No, but
yeah, she'll call.
We posted something about HIMSA. She was dating one of the guys in HIMSA, and we posted something about it. And
that was wrong.
That was in her opinion, was not factual.
Yeah.
So she went and she looked online at who owned the domain. She looked up the Whois information for metal injection.
And,
wow.
And
which at the time was...
It was registered.
Nick registered it to his family's address.
Yeah.
And so she called. She called Nick's house.
Oh, Jesus.
Jasmine St. Clair, yeah, porn star. What does she do, like a 100-man gangbang?
Yeah.
Like, that's what she's famous
but
for.
But you don't have any morals.
So now this is where so what was the story? So she called your house.
So she called my house and left a message and called again and spoke
what
to
my... What was the message? What was this?
It was like, hi, Nick. I remember meeting you sometime, and there's some information on your site that's wrong, and I think we need to clear that up. Something to
Wait,
that effect.
Tell me again, what information do we have on the website?
I only suck Something 112 about dicks, not 140 dicks, as you said on your website, slanderously.
So, and one time she called, my mom answered, and
yeah.
spoke to her.
What is, like, what was the conversation?
I don't really know. It was
her mom asking her? Was your mom asking her for tips? Like to gape her anus?
No.
In Anal Horse 3, I did not do ass to mouth, as you suggested on your program. On your filthy website.
No, it's basically just like, hey, I'm looking for Nick, and can you let him know I called? And my mom's like, somebody named Jasmine called for you. And I was like, what?
This audio clip has been
Are you fucking kidding me?
Re-enable it. Please reactivate your
That's
account
it.
At audiogenerator.com.
The fuck was that?
Oh, this is Neil Alpert's website. I found his website, as I was saying.
Comment zero.
Wait, so did you actually talk to her?
No, just my
You
mom.
Never got on the phone.
You never her. Called her back? I feel like you, at that age, and a porn star
Probably should have. Probably should have. I
you.
Think that's a missed opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh,
I'm
well.
Disappointed in you.
Yeah. I'm going to go home now.
Did your mom call her back?
Yeah.
Did they have some type
they're
of
They're friends.
Affair?
They went to the church brunch. You know?
Shingletown says Nick's mom did a lesbian scene with Jasmine St. Clair.
There you go.
That's how her porn career started.
I wouldn't even want to talk to her.
You
on should the have phone.
Seen Nick's face when I read that. Just, hey.
I'd be afraid I caught something through the phone if I talked to her.
Oh.
It doesn't work that way.
You'd catch a malware or something.
But wasn't
electronic.
She doing like interviews and stuff for bands?
Yep.
Does she still do that?
She was a metal VJ for her own thing, and she put out a DVD of interviews and herself holding guitars, and she used to model for those coffin cases, I believe.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, yeah. Then she changed her name to Metal Sinaz, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did model. So she was like, she tried to get into modeling, and then she, I think she was also doing interviews with bands
mm-hmm.
on like an LA public access show.
Yeah.
Look at this. Still Life says if I talked to Jasmine St. Clair on the phone, I would catch HIMSA.
The funny thing is that there's like an LA Ken Pierce, but he since he's in LA, he's a far more successful
right.
version of Ken Pierce. Like mm-hmm. he has a show on public access, and it's a video show. He has a YouTube page.
Far more successful.
And he gets like all these aspiring model types to do interviews for him, like Jasmine St. Clair and some other girls. And it's so funny because he's the worst guy. And like, I saw him when I went to the Golden Gods. I met him, and he's like, hey, I'm a big fan of your work. You know, I do like the West Coast version of Metal Injection. I'm
yeah.
like, Yes.
Yeah.
Good for great. That's wonderful. Wow. Yeah, that's really great. Okay.
How
and then he said,
invited?
I'm Ken Pierce. And you're like,
He's like the Hispanic West Coast version of Ken Pierce.
Oh, I thought his name was Ken Pierce, too, I guess.
Ken Pierce Square.
Yeah.
His website is kenpierce.org. Piercingmetal.org.
Super Nintendo Charmer says that Metal Sinaz is Noah's arch nemesis.
Yeah. Would you?
Not even close.
An Israeli versus an Iranian.
She's Palestinian.
No, she's Iranian.
Oh,
she's well, you're my friend. I wouldn't say you're my arch nemesis.
But he's Jewish.
You're partially Iranian.
He's an Iranian Jew, though. She's an Arab.
And I wasn't born in Iranian.
I just, look, she could be.
She's a Muslim.
She could be a Jew. She could be Israeli. She could be fully American.
She's
a
Christian.
I don't respect her.
Yeah.
I
don't
respect
her
at all.
She no like the Jim Brunseller.
Nothing like the Jim Brunseller.
I love when you speak like the Sheik. Do a little Sheik for us. Talk about Metal Sinaz as the Sheik.
No.
Metal Sinaz is a fag.
She's no good piece
no
of
good
shit.
Piece of shit. No good motherfucker with big Jew nose. But she know the Jewish. She the Muslim.
She's worse than Michael Jackson.
She tell me, Sheik baby, come down to the Georgia.
I was watching an interview with her, and she just looked so, like, glassy-eyed, and like she was on something. She was like definitely on drugs.
That's quite an accusation.
She was doing like this thing where she was judging bands, and it's like, who is she to have any kind of say over a person in a band? Like, what does she know? She's an idiot.
I found something where it was like the Metal Sinaz reel, like her reel of things, and it's crazy the type of shit she's done, like the type of work she's gotten.
What is it?
What
was crazy?
Well, the one thing was that she was like the backstage reporter for the Metal Hammer Golden Gods, like the official reporter for that, which
she
is
did,
like one thing.
She did the Dean webcast.
Yeah, she did a thing in NAMM, a live thing in NAMM. But
what
the craziest thing was that like through MySpace, she went overseas for like a performance for the troops, and she fucking like MC'd it with Carlos Mencia.
That's because her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend works at MySpace.
How is MySpace still promoting?
Well, no, this was like a few years ago when MySpace did like well.
Right.
Hold on, let me just find this.
But we all know she has no talent. She's like I don't think she's hot, but she's a hot girl that guys are attracted to. You know,
she is a woman.
Right.
Who dresses like she, you know, highlights herself very well.
Halloween all the time.
Yeah. Pulls off the goth look.
Can we talk about Mrs. Julia next?
Sure.
Or because
I
like
Julia.
We live in Brooklyn.
What up,
this
is Corey?
No.
I have no problems with her. All right, so there's a reel. I'm trying to describe the video. Carlos Mencia here.
It's not only one of my favorites. One of your favorites.
I wouldn't really brag about sharing the stage with Carlos.
Still, it's a thing. I mean, like,
it happens.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Camp During.
She's so lame.
In the Kuwaiti desert, give it up for Disturbed!
No, Carlos Mencia's pump for Disturbed.
Disturbed?
Hello, everyone. Yeah. And welcome to the 2009 Golden God Awards, the world's biggest and best metal party here at the O2.
No, are you mad watching this? You're shaking, right?
I'm not mad.
That should be me.
She's not a good example of.
What would you do different if you hosted the Golden God Awards?
Speak English properly.
Yeah, I would learn how to put together a sentence.
I'm eager to see Anvil.
I would do research before I attend, so I have some type of background.
Noah definitely does research before she does interviews. She takes it very seriously.
That's why she can come out on Friday, because Saturday was the interview.
I'll have to book all the flights for the band.
Yeah. Metal
Oh, yeah, for other reasons, too.
Like before, while we're at it.
Like 22, 23?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's her demo reel, so that's like all the good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, this is all the
it's edited
good,
together, man. And it's not even that great.
Yeah.
I don't see her squirting.
Ah. Yeah, there's a little Disturbed. I guess it's a lot of B-roll.
That was from when she was in Disturbed. All right, whatever. Who cares about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, screw you, Sinas. I mean, you're one.
I don't think Julia is bad. I think when What's Julia that? First started, because she was inexperienced, she was kind of lame. But I kind of, you know, I kind of respect what she turned into.
I respect the Julia.
Yeah, her. I respect.
I noticed. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
And like meeting her in person, though, she's a pretty cool chick.
She cooperated with our Russian guys. Bitch.
Yeah,
she's really friendly, really nice.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, she's been nothing but nice to me, even after I heard that she thought that we didn't like her. She thought we were making fun of her when we shot that thing.
Well, we were kind of making fun of her, but not...
What was going on?
Not in a malicious way. It was just all in good fun.
It wasn't like she was the butt of the joke.
We were doing a Moscow Metal Minute sketch where we were looking for Odorous from Gwar.
Sounds of the Underground.
Sounds of the Underground. And we were going around and interviewing people, and we saw her, and we were like, oh, my God, we have to get Julia on this because
she's
Russian. So it would be so funny, and she's like, and she was really funny, like, because we were like, oh, Julia, what up? It's our girl. And she was like, you know, in Russia, and she was saying hello and everything.
Yeah.
And then we were like, and then Darren made some Bujanina jokes, and then she goes, oh, I love Bujanina. And then we cut it, we sagged it, so she wrote, I love Bujanina.
Yeah, it was like,
I love Bujanina. Yeah. I love Bujanina.
It was like Beavis and Butthead freaking out that a girl said something slightly sexual.
Because Bujanina is slang for...
Well, in Darren's universe.
We made it slang for that for that sketch. It's not, like, no one really says that.
Really
I love Bujanina.
But she's really cool, and she's definitely into metal. And like
I love Bujanina.
Yeah, and I think she's really good at what she does. I think she's really good at hosting, and she really made a career for herself.
Yeah.
So good for her.
Good for her.
And she's dating Guy from the Red Corps.
Not anymore.
But isn't that what Metal Sinaz does too?
Not anymore?
No, they broke.
Didn't she make her own career?
I wouldn't call what Metal Sinaz has a career.
I think the reason that she has a career is because
her boyfriend
was in MySpace. Uh-huh. I'm not like being, you know, like
bitchy,
jealous or anything. Like this is sincerely how she became famous. Okay, her boyfriend was in MySpace. So he started working at this place, and then he's like, hey, you should sign up for this website. And she signed up really early for the site. And before, on MySpace, before you could choose your top friends.
Numbers.
Before you could choose your top friends, the way they were displayed is in order of when they signed up.
Yeah.
So since she signed up so early, she was always in everybody's top friends. And since it's a picture of an attractive girl, like it was really easy for someone to click on it and then add her as a friend. Obviously, they want to add her to look at pictures of her and whatever. And then she would be on their top list. And that's how she got the ball rolling on getting so many followers, which people thought meant like that these people actually care about what she says. So they paid her to like promote her product or whatever. And then she got a gig doing the MySpace Metal specific, like exclusive videos for MySpace Metal.
But I feel like the only reason why she went into metal is because she saw that there were no like women, like it would have been, yeah, like it was an easy way for her to like get attention and to like promote herself because there was no one else really doing it.
We should get Metal Sinaz on the show.
And it's mostly men, so like, you know, she wears like these corsets and like her tits are popping out. And
cool, you wanted to get breast implants. I have to be fair now. I don't like her either, but
if I were to get breast implants, well, I mean, I wouldn't. It's, you know, it depends on the context. Like, I wouldn't. If I'm doing interviews and stuff, I wouldn't make the interview about me like she does. I would make the interview about the band.
Like, why do the breast implants help
her? No, like the content of her interviews are basically like what she likes and what the band thinks about it.
Okay.
Or just like something really stupid.
I just want to get her on the show and have you argue with her.
Call her up. 818-589-3721.
See, like, I don't think anything would be achieved because she's just, like, she's too dumb to process what I would say.
Really? If you said you're a dumb cunt, you think she wouldn't process
I wouldn't
that?
Call her a dumb cunt. I would never do that. That's so classless. I wouldn't say you're a dumb cunt.
Right,
I would just...
I'm Metal Sinaz. You tell that.
Hello. I'm Metal Sinaz.
This is Metal Sinaz.
I'm Metal Sinaz. I heard you guys wanted me to call in.
I'm from Iran. I'm in a hurry.
But I'm not Russian.
So, yes, Noah, how can I help you?
Why?
Well, Noah, I heard you talking shit. Why you fucking with me, essay?
Don't you know I'm loco?
That's right. I'm in Cypress Hill now. What are you doing with your life?
I would never stoop to that level. Like,
I'm talking to Metal Sinatra.
Yeah.
I would never stoop to talking.
I don't need to have a conversation with
Sid
him.
Sid has a good idea. Sid has a good idea. I want to see Noah and Metal Sinatra take the SAT. I want to see.
I remember Super Nintendo Chalmers' suggestion. I want to see Noah and Metal Sinatra in a bra and panties match.
Oh my God!
No
match.
All I'd
have
just
to do
bra and panties.
Shankletown wants to know, how do you know she's dumb?
We've
from watching her interviews,
her.
Let's prove it. Let's get her on and do a IQ test or like a trivia question.
Sure.
Yes, she would totally be. Hi, Metal Sinatra. We'd love to have you on our show.
Why not?
And do an IQ test.
Why
I think
not?
It would be really great.
Let her prove herself. First, we can just tell, we can say, you know, send her a press release that
what?
Someone on our show thinks she's dumb.
Look, here's what I have an issue with. She promotes herself like this metal guru and stuff. If you want to be a model and look hot and take photos, that's fine.
Okay.
And you want to be dumb, that's fine. But don't try to come into the metal scene and pretend like you know something.
Well, how smart do you have to be to do that job, though, really? She just holds a mic in front of, like, you know.
I know, but,
you're
you know,
just,
she's.
You're diminishing everything now that Noah and Rob does, period.
No,
it's by
not.
By asking
I
that question.
I'm not saying they're dumb.
No, I don't. Go around saying I'm an expert on anything.
It's just, you know.
Except for smoking weed, I'm pretty knowledgeable about that. But I don't have a weed website yet.
But she doesn't have a certificate, though. We know that.
No. And I do have a nationwide radio show. Yeah. Okay.
Worldwide. We have Australia.
Oh, well, I
India.
Just mean on SiriusXM.
Oh,
where people
oh you don't
listen.
Talk about us. Where people actually listen. Come on now.
Hey, me and Noah are on.
I'm making jokes.
Mm-hmm. You put me and Noah on that show a couple
of
years ago.
Yeah, Nick came to visit, and I was like, hey, let's all do a break. It was fun. Nick was on nationwide, and Canada radio.
Yeah.
No biggie.
In response to how do we know Medicine is a stupid, Super Nintendo Chalmers says she's a woman. That's how we know.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. Well argued. Moving along.
I think it might be time to play
Ratchet or Trash. All right, we can do that. And then I'll say in a second.
Ratchet or Trash It.
No, say it sexily.
The Ratchet or Trash It.
Trash It or Trash It.
So right now we want to take callers. We want to thrash or trash a caller. So give us a call, 646-929-1357. The way Thrash It or Trash It works is you recommend to us an unsigned band. We will play that band on the air right now for the millions
and millions
of kilobytes that will be transferred over the internet. To play. Okay. So we'll play it, and then people will hear it, and then
a
we will decide.
A million kilobytes? How big is this song?
Or kilobits. A million kilobits.
Okay.
There we go. So we'll play the song, and then after a minute, all of us here in studio will decide if we thrash it, which means we like it, or we trash it, which means we don't like it. And if you call in, you get a better shot than if you're in the chat sending links, which we don't like. So the number again is 646- 929-1357.
And there's five of us here, which means if all five of us like something you send in, we will send you something.
Yeah, everybody has to listen. Everyone in the room, sorry. You guys got to put your headphones on if you want to.
They've been avoiding the show.
If you want to be a part of the show. A thrash or a trash?
Are you a metalhead, by the way? Not at all. What kind of music you listen to?
Everything but metal.
Everything but
metal. Everything but metal. You like butt metal? Metal about butts?
I would love butt metal, yeah. Put polka in that and we're all in.
Did you say polka?
I did say polka.
Oh, I love polka.
What's spinning in your iPod currently?
Oh God, I'm huge R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go for actually, we'd put some Erykah Badu, some.
I don't like her.
God, you don't like Erykah?
No, I love R&B.
You guys are on a first name basis.
Yeah,
you and Erykah.
You, I had brunch with her.
I just call her Kuh.
I don't.
The era? No, too much. What up, Kuh?
I call her Badu.
I call her Ba.
What up, Ba?
B.
All right.
What else you listen to?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we were playing this game.
You said Erykah Badu. I want.
Well, we want people to understand your taste, where you're coming from, where someone who listens to Erykah Badu,
got
what
it.
They think of heavy metal.
Yeah. So R&B, slow jazz.
I thought she was gonna say Slayer.
No.
Slow jazz is like what? Like Herbie Hancock? Who's?
I would go.
What? Who's slow jazz?
Why do I feel like I'm on the spot right now?
Why?
Because that's right where you are.
We asked you a question.
Welcome to the spot.
It's
You're
not,
on it.
It's not every day there's a new woman in the room.
And a
so.
Fine Nubian sister. This is the first time we've had a fine Nubian sister.
Darren's favorite. No, I'm like,
oh, stop. I'm not flirting with a woman.
You're there's getting a, to it. If I could blush, I would be doing so.
Oh, there's a running joke on this show that I only date black girls, which is not true.
Obviously.
Because
your
my
girlfriend
is Guyanese, Indian. Go. Well, she's white girl, though.
I thought she did not put in Guyanese earlier when you described her.
Well, she's of Indian descent from Guyana, but she was born here. She has a Brooklyn accent. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But she's like a white girl. You know, she acts completely like a white girl.
I'm sure she'd love that comparison.
I don't think she... Honestly, well, she'll be here later. I don't think she would complain about
it. Oh, shit, you could say it to her face.
She would describe
it. Say it to
her
face.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Not me.
All right, let's check out this first band, Purge. What's exciting about this band is the drummer's name is Daryl Hogan. So Hulk Hogan's nephew is in...
And this is a slow jazz, right?
Slow jazz.
And also his nickname could be Darninsky.
Did you say slow jams or slow jazz? Oh, both. Okay. What do you think so far?
Wait, when it's over.
It's okay, I don't like it either. This sounds like a Slayer ripoff.
Ah! Triangle!
What the fuck?
Ding!
Her ears are bleeding. Look, you're gonna ruin your jacket. No,
okay.
It only goes downhill from there. Wait, let's get to some vocals.
Is it really worth it to keep listening?
I got a little better after that.
The vocals aren't bad.
Little municipal wasty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little Motorhead-y too.
All right. Well, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think this is a band, if they're the local opener for a Warbringer tour.
Yes.
They'll be like, okay, I can see how this is happening.
Uh-huh.
But overall, very sloppy, very poor production.
Uh-huh.
Vocals actually kind of saved the song.
Okay.
Made it less terrible.
You're on the fence?
Nope. I'm going to trash it.
All right. We have one trash.
Noah.
I don't really find it exciting. And if they were a local opening band, I would probably come to the show late. I trash it.
This is something that is right up my alley. This is the kind of music that I love. But... as you said, the production value is awful. Sounds like it was recorded inside of an oil drum and underwater. The vocals did pick up. I like the vocals. They should just kick everyone out of the band and keep.
It's
the
just
vocals.
Be an acapella band.
Yeah, no, they or like rockapella. Yeah, and they should just do some slow jams and R&B with Erykah Badu.
So what do you say?
I trash it.
Okay, Nick.
Sounded like something that I would. Do in high school, and it sounds like a band that, like, if I was in like Bumblefuck, Idaho, and that they were playing, and I really wanted to play live, that I would do it just to get the.
What is
know.
This?
Oh, the next band.
Oops. It improved that though.
Yeah.
But you know, overall, trash it.
Okay.
Trash it. How about you?
Well, you already know where I am.
Love it.
Love it.
You don't like this kind of music, so
yeah,
maybe the shitty songs you would like.
Oh, maybe. No, sorry.
No,
all
right.
Just
trash it.
For me. Trash.
Okay.
I would, but my sound is down. There we go.
All right. Now we have a new band.
Are they a new band?
Well, another band.
The next band.
Yeah, the next.
They're probably new. They're not signed.
Eden Raised. Or Raz.
You're a professional radio host.
I'm doing this off the cuff, honey.
Jeez.
So this is Mind's Eye Rising.
Hated it.
Why are we torturing this poor woman?
Breakdown.
Breakdown. There's nothing to break down from. It just started. Why would you put a breakdown in the beginning?
Break it down and kick it off.
Is it going to break down worse later?
I hope the vocals sound like that.
18 in life and counting. 18 in life and oh.
All right, what do we think?
Awful. Oh, should I go first?
Sure. Yeah.
This sucks.
So you.
This is everything I hate about metal. Yeah. This is everything that sucks about metal is in this song. Trash it.
Next.
Probably trash it, but I still would give it a listen without, you know, interruption.
No, but
I'd at least give it the shot to listen to the whole thing. But right now it's trash.
Right now, yeah, it has to be how you feel right now.
It's your how it initially grabbed you is what we're playing here.
That intro just made me want to trash it. So. Now
let Noah go. You Noah and you go first because I want to interview our guests about this. I'm curious.
This part is more tolerable.
The vocals are just so bad.
I like this.
All right, well,
I could actually listen to this.
Wait your turn, will you?
Okay, Darren, please don't shout at us.
I'll give it a mild trash because I didn't like it.
Have anyone liked anything yet? No. Right? Okay.
Well, I hate these kind of vocals over like keyboard driven music.
It fucks it up, right?
Yeah, I mean. If you're going to do, you know, like, it just doesn't really complement the music. So.
Plus, it's been done before.
Yeah, it's been done before, but I like it better when it sounds like Dark Tranquility or, like, Dimmu Borgir, you know?
I'm not laughing at you, by the way. It's a very offensive statement in the chat room just now. I'm not going to say it.
Okay, go ahead.
God.
People are terrible.
I'm laughing because it's stupid, not because I agree with it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, I trash it.
Okay, sorry. I got distracted. And Rob already won, right? Okay, your turn.
I like it.
Oh, can you elaborate?
I actually listened to this. Maybe it's all the things that you said earlier. Maybe all the awful things that you hate about this song.
Yeah.
What do you particularly like?
Yeah.
Don't the vocals...
I can actually listen to this melody. Vocals. Fuck the vocals.
Yeah, I agree.
The melody itself, I could actually listen to.
Probably
it
because...
It makes sense to me.
It has
aspects keyboard.
Of gateway stuff in it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just poorly done.
It's more
textured
than, like,
snobby.
A grindcore song that Nick would play for you.
I don't think I'm being snobby.
Which,
I hate fucking growling.
Today, I have something really nice and grindy.
Okay.
It's called Abrupt. The album is called Wheel Turns. They probably have a MySpace.
That's great. So let's go back to our chat. Let's see what else we have here.
No,
wait, by the way. No, I want mine. Come
on. I'm kidding. Abrupt.
Wait, that was a thrash it, by the way.
Abrupt from France.
Is this unsigned?
EP is called, unsigned. Wheel Turns. I had like two others picked out, but I'm drawing a blank now.
Abrupt.
Abrupt from France. France.
Herpes.
Yeah. Herpes.
Yeah, that's it.
Herpes.
Shall I play?
Yeah, whichever. Any one of them.
Time to Fuck.
Time to Fuck.
All right.
This is Time to Fuck. Bye.
Now give it a chance. Don't talk over it.
Program your watches, people. It's Time to Fuck.
Sirius Liquid Metal Radio. This is Abrupt with Time to Fuck.
I see.
tell if it's a bass or vocal.
Yeah. I thought it was like a thunderstorm outside.
Well, the drummer's really good.
Yeah. I like it.
Sick riff. And I like how they kind of put the vocals in the background. Like, the vocals sound behind the music.
Yeah.
It's like, look, you're not going to listen to the vocals anyway. You want to hear the thick guitar.
What happens if Nick wins the prize? Is he eligible?
No.
As a friend of the staff?
I'll go first. I'll thrash it.
Really? All right, you already elaborated on why you like it. So. Noah?
I thrash it as well. It just... I like it. It's chunky.
This will give you diarrhea in the morning.
Okay.
It'll give you diarrhea at night even.
Oh, wow.
I would say that I have a two-pronged answer. I can hear the musicianship.
No, this isn't prong. This is abrupt.
No, prong is terrible, too. But I can hear it. Like you were talking about, that you can hear the drummer is really good. And the musicianship is good. I can hear it. The production is good. It just doesn't sound like fucking music to me. I'm sorry.
It's not music to fuck to, you're saying?
It's not melodic.
There's a borderline about heavy music where people who are into it, they get the stuff that's very wall of sound, abrasive.
Yeah. I don't always want to listen to power metal. Sometimes I want something more aggressive.
And
yeah,
that's why it's called, like, brutal death metal.
Yeah, no, I'm not putting you down for liking that. I can't get into that. I need it to sound
melodic. No, I understand. It's
melodic,
definitely not
for
everybody.
I like aggressive music, too, but I like melodic aggressive music.
Something that's tangible in your head rather than... No, I get it.
But anyway, I had to fuck up the circle jerk. I'm sorry. I trash it. But I still love
it's
you.
Okay. It's okay. We like.
Yeah, don't apologize.
We like honest opinions. Nick, we know how you feel about it.
No, I'll tell you why.
Give us your elaboration.
I am into primarily brutal death metal, which utilizes that type of vocal. But to put behind the music, and the music is more of a grind-oriented, and I like the two together. I don't know.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
And finally...
To me, this all sounds like this is probably going to insult everyone.
No, please.
But,
not me. I downvoted it.
It sounds like, you know that cartoon Metalocalypse?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I envision while listening to this.
Right.
And I'm not in love.
But they're even better.
Right. Well, there's nothing. It's like very, very resistant music. It's like, no, we're not going
to
give you anything.
It's anti-music.
To latch on.
Like, you have
to
be into the genre. Most people aren't into the genre. Just like Noah's Booty Buddy. He probably likes, you know. 3 inches of blood. So that's where they're coming from.
Don't put that on, listeners. We have a caller. Let's get our caller on the air. 956, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Kenny from Far, Texas.
Kenny from Far, Texas.
Far, Texas.
What's up, Kenny?
Not much. Chilling.
Do you have a song for Thrash It or Trash It?
Yeah. I just want to hear y'all talk shit about this band, though.
What?
He just wants to hear us talk shit about this band. So you're going to recommend a band that we don't like, obviously.
He doesn't want to win the prize.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what's the band?
Abattoir of Vigilance.
Avatar of Vigilance?
Abattoir, I thought. Is it Abattoir or Avatar?
Yeah, I think I put it in the chat.
Oh, put it in the chat.
We'll put it in the chat right now.
All
right. Did he say Abattoir or Avatar?
I think I heard that.
Avatar. All right. Abattoir would be more brutal because that's where they slaughter fucking cows and shit.
Is that the... Are you Corbett in the chat?
Corbett,
then. Nah. Mexican Miyagi.
It is Abattoir.
Corbin Dallas.
Abattoir? It's Abattoir.
Abattoir Vigilante.
Oh, good. I like that better. Fuck Avatar. What, they paint their faces? Movie sucked.
Uh-oh.
I hated Avatar.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
that
suck balls.
Are they going to play a flute?
I was thinking the same thing. It's a pan flute band.
Last night.
This is a Tori Amos cover of Abattoir of Vigilance.
Can we fast forward?
There we go. This is Evanescence.
This goes on for 5 minutes.
You accidentally put on Abattoir of Evanescence.
This is my ex's, my girlfriend's ex.
Oh,
band. He's a drummer.
Those drums sound so bad.
It sounds like Pink Floyd, like live, but they swap their instruments out.
This sounds like a cover band of a Pink Floyd cover band.
Yeah, it does. This is Pink Floyd. Opening up for Fine Ditas next week.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Hey, everybody, we're Dark Side of the Moon. Thank you. Sorry, my
co-worker.
What's it called?
I actually forgot. But they do well.
It is probably called Comfortably Numb.
This sounds like it was recorded with a computer mic.
Yeah, just like the webcam mic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Been trying to go for the St. Anger song.
Who plays the kazoo in this? Very good. I will say it's the only thing I can thrash about this, the kazoo player.
I can't really hear the vocals, but they still sound terrible.
But last time, more than a minute.
Shinkletown says this sounds like people falling into their instruments. Exactly.
So do we all just trash this?
You know what? This is a live sound pulled from Sam Ash when people are just fucking around. Like 30 different
people.
The guitar
show we went earlier to.
Yeah.
People were playing like the most cliche riffs. Every time I go into a music store,
Smoke on
or
the
like,
Water.
Yeah, exactly. Smoke on the Water, Freebird, Stairway to Heaven,
Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
Community thrash for you.
But Kenny said that this is his ex-girlfriend's band.
No, my girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
Your ex-boyfriend?
Ex-girlfriend. Yeah, my
ex-girlfriend. Leave it at
that. Trevor is my girlfriend's ex, and I'm actually looking for him to fuck him up. So I want y'all to talk shit about his band.
Everybody there has bad taste.
Wait, how many people do you want to get into a fight with?
The drummer.
How many people is that?
One.
You got to be a little less obvious with your
As long as I get what I want.
You're not even putting any effort into it anymore.
How little effort am I putting into it?
From a scale of 1 to 100. Oops, I said.
Zero.
Bye.
Well, we should say goodbye if we're going to watch WrestleMania.
Food! Oh, shoot. It is time for some WrestleMania.
I wanted someone to win, though.
I won.
Let's take one more.
Nope.
What do I get?
I trashed you.
All right, let's do one more. Let's do Get Rad.
Majority rules.
We're only going to miss, Sunday Night Heat. We're not going to miss anything.
I love this.
Whoa.
The cover is, Michael Jackson's Thriller, but it's a skeleton instead of Michael Jackson. Shut up, cunt.
Jesus. See, we have to sit
bullshit
through.
Bullshit force field.
Are you offended by that? Are you offended by what the guy said in the chat?
Yes.
Everyone in our chat is 13, by the way.
No. Shinkle sounds like 47.
And unemployed.
Yeah.
Now everyone's listing their ages.
This gets a thrash for me. I'm not even going to... I'm into it. Noah?
Yeah, not bad. This actually sounds fun, especially live.
I do enjoy this. I can get into this.
This is killer. I want to see them in a place like ABC Arena. Uh-oh.
It's all up to you.
If you don't like it,
thrash it. It's amazing.
Do you mean it?
Oh, yeah. You see it in my face?
Well, you can say it's not your type of music, but, for what it is, I mean.
No, I can listen to it.
All right.
Good stuff.
We have a winner.
Wow, there you go, Darren. Ask and you shall receive. Flash Funk, you will win yourself a free CD sent in 6 to 9 months.
I told you, I'll send all this shit out.
I know, a private message.
Did you send out the poster yet?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All right. He just told you that's appeased you.
We're going to get out of here. We're going to watch WrestleMania. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a brand new show.
And with Sid.
But he won't be here.
I thought he would be here next week. No Sid, no Sean.
But we might have a special
Sean
guest.
Sean again? He's not going to be here.
Yep, correct.
Can we get the guy from Cal Decapitation? Come on.
We'll see. All right, thank you for listening. Enjoy WrestleMania.
And yes, we can, but you're not going to be invited to that show.
Mm-hmm.